Far From Heaven is the new film written and directed by Todd Haynes, whose other films include Safe, Poison, and Velvet Goldmine. Set in the 50s, Far From Heaven stars Julianne Moore as an upper-middle-class housewife, Dennis Quaid as her husband, and Dennis Hasbert as the black gardener Moore turns to when her marriage is in trouble. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It's no big news that soap operas have historically peddled complacency with the social order, especially when it comes to the role of women. But in the 50s, when German émigré Douglas Sirk made a series of so-called women's pictures like Magnificent Obsession and All That Heaven Allows, he managed to deliver three hanky weepers that hinted subversively at the ways in which many women's lives were circumscribed. A lot of gay men related to the heroines of those movies, whose love dared not speak its name, and they liked the lush decor, too. Still, when I heard that the next project of the great gay, semiotics-oriented writer-director Todd Haynes would be a Sirk-style soap opera called Far From Heaven, it sounded like a recipe for camp. And Haynes had already been over this terrain. In his brilliant 1995 film Safe, Julianne Moore played a pretty housewife who was like a canary in the coal mines of the 80s, poisoned by the era's sterile conformity and other toxins. What more did Haynes have to say? The answer is not much, but in Far From Heaven, he says it more passionately, and the upshot is a movie that makes everything else on our screens look anemic. The setting is Hartford, Connecticut, in 1956, when it was a waspy enclave of insurance companies and modern corporations like Magnatech. That's where Frank Whitaker, played by Dennis Quaid, is an executive. He and his model wife, Kathy, played by Julianne Moore, are even known as Mr. and Mrs. Magnatech. Appearances deceive, though. Frank carries a dark secret. He's a homosexual. When Kathy eventually finds him in a lip lock with another man, she doesn't know how to process it. It's not something one speaks of openly, and the marriage threatens to implode. Here's a scene from a cocktail party at the Whitakers. Frank is drunk, Kathy is desperate to keep him from drinking more, and things appear on the verge of getting ugly.
Oh, by golly, there she is now, the prettiest gal in the room.
Oh, Stan, liquor brings out the Texan in you. I hope Eleanor isn't listening.
So what if she is? I still say Frank is the luckiest guy in town.
Here, here. It's all smoke and mirrors, fellas. That's all it is. You should see her without her face on.
Frank? No, he's absolutely right. We ladies are never what we appear, and every girl has her secrets.
I'll say.
How about this girl going and getting her husband another drink?
Darling, don't you think you've already had it?
No, I don't think I've had it.
I'd just like to take a moment to raise a glass to our marvelous host and hostess and another glorious annual party at the Whitakers. To Frank and Kathy, truly Mr. and Mrs. Magnatech.
It says something about Haynes's inner world that he doesn't really empathize with a closeted homosexual of his parents' generation. The movie's only heartfelt relationship is between Kathy and the family's Negro lawn and garden tender, Raymond Deegan, played by Dennis Hasbert, who in 2002 can be the president of the U.S. in the TV series 24. Julianne Moore is uncanny. She gets the externals right, the wardrobe, the makeup, all the cheerful 50s artifice. But she also shows you how Kathy chose them. You see a woman playing a part, playing it with determination and almost military precision. Then you see how Kathy is imprisoned by that role and chafes under it and can't transcend it. The 60s, as we think of them, wouldn't be for another decade, and there is no other design for living, not then, not with kids, not in Hartford. In the end, we're still in a 50s woman's picture. The genius of Far From Heaven is how it hits you viscerally. The romance and the dread are all mixed up. Through composition, camera movement, and color, Haynes communicates how culturally shackled these people are. I don't think there's an image in this entire widescreen movie that hasn't been worked out. The colors of each autumn leaf, the swish of Kathy's skirt, the maraschino cherries in the daiquiris the ladies drink over lunch when everyone but Kathy confesses to their husband's sexual appetites. The movie is engineered to within an inch of its life, but that inch is bursting with feeling. It never seems over-controlled, mostly because you can always sense the helplessness of the characters beneath their costumes and poses. Haynes hasn't just reproduced the conventions of Cirque movies. He maintains an almost erotic fixation on the textures of 50s middlebrow culture. He has gone so deep into his own attraction to these films that he has fetishized them. It's hard to think of a movie so ironic and at the same time so emotionally overflowing. What could have been a postmodern exercise for film students expands in your head and becomes a lament for all our cultural shackles. And something else, it's a hell of a good soap opera.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate.